BMW presents Hypnopolis 2, Utopia in Progress. Episode 3, Solar City.
As our flight came in over Solar City, I gazed down at the vast, elegant solar farm spreading out across the Sahara. Since the law came in banning the use of non-recycled materials worldwide, Solar City had become the new frontier in clean energy, sustainable industry, and organic mineral substitutes. Somewhere on the horizon, beyond the gleaming minarets of one of the most advanced eco-cities on the planet, lay our destination. The facility where multinational corporations house their R&D projects, the Pangaea Mind Palace. If Zeleny was heading anywhere, it had to be there. Privacy mode. Good morning, ma'am.
You've been busy.
Turned out we were first-time lucky with Jason Lin.
Hardly. I've just had an angry meeting with the president.
Which one?
R1, the head of Glopol. For some reason, Cassandra Banks has taken an interest in your line of inquiry and wants Pangaea fully briefed.
Can she really do that?
As long as Pangaea have their emergency powers, she can do anything she wants. And if she finds out you've deputized a known associate of Nadja Corvo, I hate to think what kind of demands she'll make. Your head on a platter, most likely.
If she finds out.
I'm going to do my best to keep her in the dark, for now.
Thank you, ma'am.
How sure are you of finding Zeleny?
There's a good chance. Lin was able to trace Corvo this far, and my gut instinct says he'll be here too.
There's a lot riding on your instincts, Cliff. Don't screw this up.
Trouble at the office?
Some, mostly because of you.
Hey, dragging me along wasn't my idea, remember?
Nor mine.
That's enough, Oko. The last thing I need right now is you two agreeing with each other. What we need is a way to get inside the Mind Palace. Any ideas, Lin?
I don't know. But Joy might. Joy?
Yeah, how may I help you, Jason?
Can civilians visit the Pangaea Mind Palace?
Absolutely. Members of the public can visit by high-speed monorail. The site is one of the most famous places in the whole...
Yeah, shut up. That's all we needed. See? All you had to do was ask.
When we arrived at the Mind Palace, we expected to be impressed, and we weren't disappointed.
Wow, fancy.
You can say that again.
Uh-huh. As far as the Chosen Few's concerned, it's gotta be a prime target.
Greetings. Welcome to the Mind Palace. Sponsored by Pangaea.
Thank you. We're here for the free tour.
Splendid. I shall be your guide through the facility. Come with me.
Oh, great. A free tour, huh?
Not you, Oko. I need you to do some sneaking around.
Oh, I get it. Leave it to me, boss. Activating stealth mode.
Stealth mode?
Relax. Oko's smarter than you think.
He'd have to be.
You worry about yourself, Lin. Until we find out if Zeleny's here, let's keep our heads down.
Fine. Do me a favor and call me Jay.
Jay?
It's what everyone calls me. Even people who aren't my friends.
Then call me Glyph.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to Freedon.
Now let's see. Waste prevention, organic materials, remanufacturing... If I was a megalomaniacal psychopath, where would I go? Uh-oh.
Governor Banks, we weren't expecting you.
That's precisely the point of a surprise visit.
Cassandra Banks? What's she doing here?
But don't mind me. Please continue as normal.
Yes, ma'am. Governor, whatever you say.
Only one way to find out.
Though Solar City is famous for its energy farms and recycling plants, what is less well known is the extent of our other fields of research.
Oh yeah? Like what?
I'll ask the questions. Like what?
For example, the application of nanotechnologies to combat historical industrial pollution. Observe. Within this chamber, a swarm of nanobots is breaking down this plastic detritus.
Ugh, yikes.
Their microscopic design is based on larger forms found in nature, such as ants, termites, and other insects that live in complex social colonies. They consume the non-degradable plastics that bacteria and other marine organisms are unable to break down, and, though usually invisible to the naked eye, they can amass to form visible structures, as you see here. Any questions?
Yeah, I have. In the wrong hands, these could be dangerous, right?
I don't see how. The nanobots are programmed and controlled using what we call a Hive Master Remote.
And when are they planning on letting these things into the wild?
We already have.
What?
They are yet to enjoy their official launch, but immediate progress was deemed more important than the associated publicity. The fact is that Pangaea has launched a fleet of nanohives to key global cleanup points, and soon the hives shall release huge swarms of nanobots to consume and process hazardous materials all over the planet.
Oh, good.
ID must be confirmed to enter Nanolab. State name and present for body scan.
Cassandra Banks.
Biodata confirmed. Welcome, Covenant.
Thank you. I'm in.
Nice work, Angel. You might as well switch off the holosuit until you need it again. You don't want to run down the power.
Sure thing, lover.
I'm looking at the master remote now.
Excellent. Depress the silver switches and release.
Depress the silver switches and release. I've got it.
Then get out of there, Angel, and set the timer for 10 minutes.
Where's Banks going now?
Angel?
Here it is, Adam.
All ours.
Well done, Angel.
Banks was Carvo in disguise. Oh, boy. Oka the Cliff! Oka the Cliff! Come in!
Oka the Cliff, we have a situation here.
Report, where are you?
I'm outside a nanotech laboratory. I found him!
Adam, look!
Hey! You!
I've been spotted!
Shoot it!
Prepare to receive a rejection letter! Read it and weep, pal!
Down!
Ah!
Aw, missed. Oops, I hope this place is insured.
Please remain calm and return to the visitor center.
Trouble?
You think? Let's go! Oko? Oko!
Look out! My. If it isn't Glyph Frieden.
And Jay Lynn.
Oh, Nadia! How you been?
It's been a long time, Zeleny.
Doesn't feel like it to me.
Zeleny, Corvo, you're under arrest.
I don't think so.
Don't think I won't put you down.
It's not that, Frieden. It's just we know something you don't know.
Ah! They're getting away. We gotta get after them. There, let's commandeer one of those bikes. This one looks about right.
No, not that one. Way too slow. This one. It's a smart bike. BMW.
Does it take two?
Yep, and it's the fastest thing on two wheels.
That'll do. Nice.
Wait a sec. Why am I coming with you?
Too late to change your mind now.
Watch it!
There they are!
Switch to autonomous ride mode! The bike can handle the terrain better than you!
That's a matter of opinion!
Really? Well, I vote for the AI!
This bike is not a democracy! Shut up and keep still! Brace yourself! Sorry! We're catching up!
Yeah? Then what?
Doesn't matter, we can't let them get away!
Hey! Take the fork to the left! We might be able to overtake them!
I say we keep going!
Go left!
I hope you're right! I'm really not sure about this!
Warning. Dangerous terrain. Impact. Impact. Safety cushion activated. Fatal incident averted. Emergency services are on their way.
Jay?
What?
Yeah, not that I'm ungrateful for your input or anything, but I think my way would have gone better.
Well, that's that.
Oh, boy, what happened to you two?
Don't ask.
What about Zelia and Corvo? They blew up half the facility.
We lost them. We lost them.